Mr. Grimes, tell us about what we saw the other day in Capitol. What's your opinion?
You know, I watched in shock and anger from Athens, and it was just an absolutely horrible display, something that I never imagined seeing happen in the United States. Arab world, you know, witnessed an insurrection that was actually organized and led by a sitting president of the United States. I mean, it was a painful rejection of the rule of law. It was a callous disrespect for the oath of office, and it was an act of blatant contempt for our nation and its institutions.
Do you think that Donald Trump should resign now, after all this happened?
Yes, I believe that that would be the best for the nation. It's something that happened in a similar situation with President Nixon. Right now, given the time constraints associated with, enacting the 25th Amendment, or even, as we've been reading recently, the Congress is going to consider impeachment hearings, which we all know take time. So I think to begin the healing process of the nation, the best course of action for the president would be to actually resign.
What happened that day, the other day, it was unprecedented for the history of the United States. Do you think that something happened inside of police or the Capitol or the security service?
Well, you know, truth is like a force of gravity, and it will always come out. And, as we sit back and take a closer look at the images that we've seen, I myself have seen some disturbing scenes that we need clarification on. I mean, I watched the video where police had opened the barricades and let them come in. There's a video of it looks like at one of the entries, the police had opened the door and let them in, but there's one police officer saying he doesn't agree with it. You know, as the rioters are coming in, he's standing there helpless, but it looks like three other policemen actually helped open the door and let these people in.
It seems that the American society is divided. Does this worry you, or can we wait after the inauguration of Mr. Joe Biden that things will go better?
The nation is definitely divided politically, but the nation has always been divided politically, and we've had elections that were even closer than this, but we didn't see this kind of escalation of violence and horrific scenes like we saw yesterday. I think part of this is the digital age that we live in is amplifying everything, and information and misinformation has a velocity that is unprecedented in our time.
What's your opinion about the relations between Greek and United States, and from now on, with the new president?
You know, Greece and the United States have always had a very strong, close bond, and it comes from, going back to our founding fathers, who were inspired to replicate the ancient Athenian democracy. So we've always had that special bond, and I've seen, I've served as a Navy commander. I've operated through this area. I served as a diplomat in Greece, and I've seen over the years the significant improvement that we've made in the relationship between the Greece and the United States. I mean, even during I would say our toughest times, the United States and Greece still maintain a very, very close bond. I mean, Greece is a very important strategic ally in addition, to our historical connection. But Greece is the frontier of Europe, and it's the frontier of the West. And it's, the birthplace of democracy. So it does have that added special relationship.
So one last question. Tell us about the behavior of Turkey. You know what's going on in the Mediterranean Sea. Do you think that its position is still important?
You know, I've said this before, and, you know, there's a great myth about the strategic position of Turkey. It has actually been in decline since since the end of the Cold War. And for decades, Turkey has proven that they are not a reliable ally. So, you know, if anything, I would say that Erdogan's Turkey poses the greatest threat to peace and stability in our region. And the reason is the Turkey borders. I mean, if you look closely at the chaos that is going on, whether it's in Central Asia, in the Middle East, or even North Africa and the Eastern Med, Turkey has its hand in it. So I think it's really important that we keep a close eye on Turkey. And Turkey, Erdogan, should know that an attack on Greece is an attack on Europe. It's not an attack on Greece. An attack on Greece is an attack on NATO, which it is part of the alliance. An attack on Greece is an attack on the United States and all democracies of the world.